I had a pigeon land on my head.
You did. You had a pigeon land right smack on your head.
Mm-hmm. Which, yeah, it was.
I think it thought your hair was a nest. That's what I'm always going with.
It probably did. It probably did. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, oh, look at that big fluff ball down there. I think I'll land right on that nest.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail-painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Hair's pulling. All
okay,
right.
Fix your hair. Fix your hair, you little shamrock.
I'm a leprechaun. Thank you very much. Why are you not wearing green? It is St. Patrick's Day.
How do you know this isn't like olivey green?
It's not olive green.
No, you're right. It's not. Because I'm in my house and I'm not really Irish.
If I were there, I would pinch the
I know, but you're not here. If you were here, I'd be head to toe
everybody,
in a leprechaun outfit.
Everybody is a little Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, you're right. If I also don't like being told what to do, so.
Party pooper, party pooper.
I tell you what, though, in grade school, I made sure, you know, you had to have a little touch of it on. Or I went to public school in grade school. You'd get pinched. You'd get the fire pinched out of you.
That's right.
But then I remember saying, my underwear is green, which that doesn't sound really good either. Like, I don't know. But
I had a couple of students tell me that, and I was like, that does not count.
Show me.
You
got to
be Irish on the outside. No. No, because they would.
I know. Joni's in jail.
Oh. Holly. She told me to show her.
Yeah. Would I be your one phone call? If you had one phone, would you call me or Ron? Let's be honest.
Well, Ron's closer.
He is. This is true. This is true.
But
you might call Caleb.
Caleb would probably handle it better than anybody. Let's just be honest. Ron could be in the middle of a call.
Yeah.
Or a game.
Right.
Then I just have to wait.
Right. And I mean, I would organize. I would get suited up and I would organize and come down there. Mm-hmm. You would. It would just take me 5 hours. So just be patient. Anyway, welcome everybody. Episode 128 of Designer Cornbread. We're here again and you're here again. This is just so exciting.
Why am I the one going to jail in this scenario? Oh, yeah, because students are telling me that they were in green underwear. Never mind.
Because you were making students show you their underwear.
I was not making students show them. No.
Attention, school board.
Let's just stop that right there. No.
Okay, yeah. You know, you can't even joke about stuff like that anymore.
No, they legit offered. And I was like, no, perv.
I know.
I did call them pervs.
No, you did. Yeah. Did you call your student pervs? Well, I feel that that's okay. You know, I feel like you got to just call a spade, so.
It's inappropriate. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But you do have your green on. It is when we're recording here, it is St. Patty's Day. So yeah, good. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all who celebrate. St. Louis celebrates pretty hard. We have a parade and all kind of stuff, but I've never attended. Because
we don't have a parade. And we don't dye the Tennessee River green, but I would be for that.
No, I don't like that.
It's kind of green anyway.
It's green, right? It's just, if the right algae. I don't like the Chicago River
being
green.
It needs to be a pretty green instead of the ugly green.
I don't know. That's too much dye. It's too much. I will say we talked to Thatch over the weekend, and he said, I guess it was on Saturday or Sunday. He said, well, I walked out my door this morning and to a bunch of bagpipe parade right down his street.
I want to do that.
Right. You got to come on, New York. You got to love that. I mean, how many places can you just walk out your door and there were some pipers going down the street? So
That's awesome.
Was pretty cool. Yeah. That was pretty cool. Well, I mean, you've been to Ireland. So, like, you've been to the birthplace of
actually,
it all.
I was actually in St. Patrick's Cathedral. On St. Patrick's Day.
In St. Patrick's Day. I remember you. That just always must
that
have been the coolest
thing. That was pretty stellar. Yeah.
That's hard to top that. You're the most Irishy of all the Irish now, I think.
I am.
Did you drink a Guinness in the cathedral on St. Patrick's Day? Because that would
not
really...
in the cathedral.
They didn't pass them out.
But it might have happened in an Irish pub.
Well, as it should, as it should. But I feel like they could pass them out, little mini ones at the big cathedral there. I think that people would enjoy that. They would like that a lot. So excellent. Well, did anything happen at school today for St. Patrick's Day? Did y'all make anything fun?
We made box tea today.
Oh, that's right. The recipe that she gave a week or two ago.
Yes. Yes. Okay. We made the box tea today. Oh. And we did add the Parmesan cheese and some garlic to
it. Okay. Okay.
And they were stellar. They were really good.
Mm-hmm.
So, but as we're making, I have a girl who...
She's thinking really hard, you guys. She's looking up in her head.
I am.
I'm being commentary until you
come up with
it. Trying
to think of the appropriate word that I could use.
Okay.
Sometimes she's not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Okay. 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 All right. And there so you go.
The vice principal came through and he said, "What are y'all making?" And she said, "Box tea." He said, "What is box tea?" She said, "It's an Irish potato dish." And he said, "You can't make that here." She said, "What?" He said, "It's Irish. It's against the law to cook Irish food in America." And he walked out the door. For the rest of the period, she obsessed.
Oh, no.
Over that she was about to get arrested.
Oh, okay.
For making that I was making her make Irish food in America. I said, "Honey,
you guys."
He was joking. But what if he's not? What if he's not? Well, I mean,
again, Joni's in jail.
I mean, jail.
I feel like this is another
the number of times that I've almost gone to jail
for
today.
You to go to jail. And I want the people to recognize that this common theme. It's not Holly. It's Joni. I don't get
it's
caught.
It's all on trumped up charges.
No, on trumped up. I've been framed. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Okay. But did she finally figure it out? I mean, did she finally come down off the edge there and realize that she
I don't know if I ever, you know, fully convinced her or not, but okay. I told her, well, at best we weren't going to get caught.
Yeah, there you go. They're not going to come. Wouldn't you have died if one of your officers had just happened to wander in that day?
You know,
that would have been it.
Yeah. She would have been like under the table.
She would have confessed like everything.
Hey, Miss Shank told me.
Miss Shank, she made me do it.
She made me.
That is so funny.
Right. We made box tea today.
And did it turn out as good as it sounds? It did okay?
Yes, it needed to, of course, the kids are doing it, and I just think they were running out of time.
Yeah.
But I think it needed to cook a little longer. I think it needed a little crispin up.
A little
there.
More crispier. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, they got the idea. So,
but I was very proud of one of my students. He said, because I'd talked to them about Ireland and all that, really, and I actually used your emotional resilience everything that they have been through and what they had to watch and that they still have come out of all the famine and I said, y'all, when they were starving to death, that's not just a term. I don't mean they were hungry. I mean, they were starving until they died.
Yeah.
They were starving to death.
Right.
And I said, and yet they're some of the most joyful people that I've ever been around.
Mm.
And, you know, and then I talked about all the Irish jigs and the storytelling and, you know, just all the joy that they had. And then we talked a little about, I went on some classes a little longer about the emotional resilience because I needed to.
That's fine. Listen, take as long as you need. Oh my gosh.
And, anyway, but we just talked about, you know, making the best of what they had and with it. So
yeah, that's awesome. I bet they love it. I always loved it when teachers tied in, like I'm a big fan of like history and other cultures. And so I always loved it when teachers in whatever class it was.
Oh, and I talked about the Fighting Irish and that
was
good.
Did you tell that story?
I did. And it was good for me. I said, okay, y'all. So when I bring up the KKK, you know, what do you think of?
Mm.
What do you, they're like, cult, you know, I'm like, right. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And somebody said, racism. I said, okay, racism against who? And they were like, black people, African Americans. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, that's really what we know, especially down here in the South.
And was a big, yeah, obviously.
And that, I mean, big. It was a big part mm-hmm. of it. And I said, yeah. But it wasn't just African Americans.
That's right.
It was also, you know, Jewish people. Mm-hmm. It was also the Irish. And so then
Catholic.
I could go back.
Yeah, Catholics and Irish. Yeah.
And I could go back and tie all that into...
That's awesome. See, I love that. I love that little history. For those of you who have not heard this little story, I told it a while ago because I was reading a book. I was in my KKK era, as I like to say. And Tony's like, please don't say that. And I'm like, I mean, interested in learning people. And so I just read a couple.
Sure that sounds right.
But. I know. But I just say it for, you know, because I know it gets your panties in a wad. But... So I was reading a book about it, and one of the stories that it told, which I had never heard, was that, of course, you know, the second wave, I'll do real brief, the second wave of the Klan after the deep, the South and all, and it got put down there, closed down pretty much and for a while. But then a second wave came in like the 1920s, up a little more in the North, and like particularly Indiana was huge. The whole state was very, very overtaken with the leaders there being Klan and all this, which you just, again, you don't think about, but I certainly didn't. Anyway, one of the stories they told was one night when a group of Klan dudes went to Notre Dame, because being a big Catholic university, they were not happy about that. They didn't like that. So they were going to go in there and wreck up stuff and do what they were going to do. And these good old fraternity brothers, Notre Dame boys, came out and met them and fought them off. And that is where the nickname, the Fighting Irish.
The Fighting Irish.
The Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. So I thought that was, I never knew that either. So there you go. Quick little update. Yeah, that's good for St. Paddy's Day. We'll talk about the Fighting Irish. And they do tend to have really good football uniforms.
They do.
You know, it's hard to beat those gold helmets. So, you know, there's that.
So I will tell you, Holly brought up that I have gone to Ireland. If you have the chance to go to Ireland, by all means, go. Mm. It was some of the most beautiful country that I've seen.
Yeah.
I was, you know, not impressed with the food, but I didn't go there to be impressed with the food.
Right.
We still had a lot of potatoes.
I still believe in the potato.
We still have a, yeah. But everywhere, it's just, I've got a picture. I got to go up and kiss the Blarney Stone. Mm. This was the year before COVID. So I don't know if they're still letting people kiss
they probably
the Blarney
are over
Stone,
there.
But I kissed the Blarney Stone.
Yep.
It was very interesting. I have a picture. I may post that picture.
That'd be good. Yeah.
You lean down. I mean, it's like this.
You lean upside down. Guys, I didn't realize this till she showed me the picture. She's on her back upside down.
But there's like a hole.
Like a hole.
I mean, there's like a hole that you could just, it's like a chimney. So it's like an unattached chimney kind of thing.
Right. Because the big stone is just sitting in there.
And so, and there's a dude like holding my hips. And I'm like leaned over and
all the blood would have rushed to my head so hard. And then you get back up and you're like dizzy. Picture.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude's in there. And that, you know, that's interesting too. Some strange man just, you know, hanging onto your hips while you lean over. And the most exciting trip part of the trip.
That was it. That's why she says go to Ireland. Nice.
But no, it's just lovely country. And the people were so polite and so, I mean, they were just, I just can't say enough good about it.
Well, that's, and that's how it seems like, you know, we only know it if you haven't been, you only know it from like movies and stories and books and stuff. But, you know, that does seem just very friendly. Not that they won't like take you out if needed. I feel like they
could
rise
up. There's some tempers, I think.
I was going to say, I feel like you got to be real careful. Like the Fighting Irish, them boys weren't having it. But, you know, just friendly, love to sit and spin a yarn and tell a tale. They're probably good listeners and good talkers. And I mean, that is right up our alley.
I had a pigeon land on my head.
You did. You had a pigeon land right smack on your head.
Mm-hmm. It was.
I think it thought your hair was a nest. That's what I'm always going with.
It probably did. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, oh, look at that big fluff ball down there. I think I'll land right on that nest.
Okay, so to be fair, We had, this is the first, we've been flying all night.
Oh, Lord.
It's, you know, and they, but they want you to get on that time zone.
You
got to
keep going. You hit the ground running.
And so you hit the ground going, you've been up all night and you hit the ground. And I am, I'm sure, you know, after you've flown overseas.
Yeah. And you're just tired being on the plane that long. It makes you tired. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's no telling what my hair, I'm sure it thought it was a big O.
It did. It was so excited. That pigeon was like,
yes, found a soft place.
Look at that big fluffy nest.
I got the penthouse, guys. The bottom floor.
Speaking of birds, have you seen the tragic news about the eagles? Do you follow the little eagles, Jackie and Shadow, on the internet? Have you seen any clips?
I do not know about Jackie and Shadow.
Well, Jackie and Shadow are quite a phenomenon. They are, and I wasn't planning on talking about this, so I don't know. They're out northwest somewhere, one of the big parks, you know, cold. But they have a nest cam. There's a camera right on their nest. It's been there for years. So, like, there's been several years. They're just constantly, like, you can live stream and watch their nest.
Okay.
And last year is kind of when I first sort of really, or maybe a year or two ago, started seeing little clips on the Instagram or whatever. But so they lay, you know, they'll lay usually just one clutch or whatever. I mean, sometimes it's one or two or three, you know. And last year they had a couple eggs, I want to say, but they never hatched. Like, so it was really sad because they laid them, but sometimes they just don't do. So they had no eaglets last year. So that was sad. Well, then this year they laid three eggs and all three of them hatched. The last one finally hatched maybe a week or so ago, which was very exciting just because they hadn't had any and to have three. But then apparently just in the last few days or so, one of the eaglets, the last one hatches, is not there anymore. So we lost an eaglet. And everyone's like, what happened? And this and that. And, you know, people were like going back through the footage to try to see, you know, did something and come in and get it? Did, you know, anything can happen.
Did it fall out?
Did one of the stronger ones knock it out? You know, who knows? Yeah. But, I haven't heard anything definitive, but one kind of thing was saying that maybe it was, which this is pretty terrible, that maybe one of the parents' claws kind of got it when it was, when they were in the nest, you know, anyway. But they have two, that's very exciting, but it's very fun because you can look at the little, they're really funny. So eagles mate for life. And the Shadow and Jackie, what a name for an eagle. You have Shadow and then you have Jackie. And Eagle, like Kennedy, like the president.
Yeah.
Oh no, Shadow. His name is Shadow. I just totally screwed that up.
I didn't know where you were going.
I didn't know where I was going either, but it made sense in my head. But then I was like, Eagle is not his name. He's an eagle. But anyway, they're
maybe,
so funny.
Hey, maybe, maybe that was his Secret Service name.
Shadow.
Maybe it was Shadow.
Oh, maybe so. Which that's a whole nother story we need to.
There you go.
Need to know about. But the thing that's so funny too is their little videos when they're like making the nest, and there's so many you can watch, like whole little compilations of videos of Shadow bringing sticks to Jackie to help with the nest, and he like just like lands on her and whacks her in the head with a stick.
And she's like, about like my life.
It's exactly, I swear to you, you have to go watch it. It's all these times of Shadow coming in with a new stick, or he'll pick a stick off the side of the nest that she put there, and he'll like try to move it and whack her in the head, and she's just like,
gosh,
but Shadow, I don't want that stick. And he's like, here's the stick. And it's just, they're so funny. They are just like couple that have been married 30 years. It's just exactly how it is.
It's fantastic.
It is fantastic. So, I don't know even how I got on that, but that's the bird news. Oh, I do have some other bird news too.
Okay.
This is just an all bird episode.
Yeah, I was going to say you're full of the bird.
Are you done?
Done.
You started it because the pigeon landed on your head.
It did.
You are really the bird lady. So Sweet Avery had her birthday. She turned 24 last Friday. And so I can't believe that and la, la, la. Well, her wonderful mother-in-law, guess what she got her for her birthday?
A chicken.
Three ducklings.
Oh.
She's got three. You're all like, how is she going to keep those in her chat? No, her mother-in-law lives and has a nice little yard, and she has chickens and a beautiful garden, and she knows all the things about all the things. And apparently Avery's been trying to convince her, or Avery and Joey have been trying to convince her to get some ducks. She lost a couple of chickens a little while back. So they're like trying to get her to get some ducks because that would be fun, and duck eggs and all the things. So anyway, and she was like, I think we're getting close to convincing her. But well, anyway, she surprised her with three. They're her. She's like, I'll take care of them. They'll be here. But Avery has three ducks.
That so, is precious.
And they're so cute. And they're, yeah, they just look just like Easter, like ducks.
What did she, you know, name them? Yes.
Yet. She hasn't yet. Of course, that was okay. My, you know, she just got them on Friday. And yesterday she sent us pictures of them because they had their first little time outside in the yard. And she said it was really windy and they kept falling over.
Oh my gosh. Bless them. Bless them. So a couple at our church had duck eggs and they brought us duck eggs. And Ron, and I have a thing about eggs.
Yes. You're not a big egg fan. Yeah.
But Ron loves them.
Yeah.
He says they are outstanding. Mm-hmm. And I haven't baked with them yet, but I hear that baking with them, that it's phenomenal.
And I think I could be making this up, but I feel like they're more nutritious too, but I could
probably
be so making that. Aren't they a little smaller? I guess it depends on the duck, but they're a little smaller than chicken eggs.
No, they're bigger.
They're bigger. I guess it would depend on the duck.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I guess. Yeah, they're bigger.
Okay.
And richer.
Yeah, because these ducklings are pretty big. Mm-hmm. Like little chicks are pretty little when they're born. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Okay.
Yeah. No, they're bigger.
Okay.
And so I don't know, but I'm going to tell you, if I crack open one of the eggs and like a little, no, feather, I'm out.
A little bone.
A little duck is in there.
A little bill.
Gonna be out.
Did that happen to you once?
This is Streety telling me all this stuff.
Right, this was Big Sister terrorizing.
Streety was my sister and terrorized me, y'all, when I was like five, and started telling me all these nasty egg stories. Like, one time I cracked open an egg and it was full of blood. Oh. One time I cracked open an egg and it was half a chicken and half a yolk.
Okay.
One time I cracked open an egg, you know, I was like 4 or 5 years old. Y'all, I used to eat scrambled eggs every single morning. I've not been able to eat an egg ever since.
That's terrifying.
Listen, and I'll go to like these bridal showers or, you know, these brunches or whatever. And somebody always has these breakfast casseroles.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I don't want to be rude.
No, you have to eat some.
I pop it in my mouth and chug it back orange juice.
So you can't even eat eggs like a quiche or anything?
No.
Oh, honey, I'm so sad for you because you've
tried
on a lot of good
food.
And
I've tried because I know. I mean, I ate scrambled eggs every single morning. Love scrambled eggs. And now I just cannot. I can't.
Dang,
and
I've tried.
I mean, even lately, I went, this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I know this is psychological.
I'm a grown woman.
I'm a grown woman and I can eat an egg. I mean, even like baking. I mean, this is what I do.
Yeah,
even
when you have to crack eggs all the time.
It's all I can do to crack it, to put it like in a cake or something. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Yeah. That reminds me of how you were afraid of escalators and I would make you go on them at the mall all the time.
I'm still afraid of escalators. Okay, so here's the story with that one. We were in Memphis, I think at Baptist Hospital or something. And again, I'm little.
Yeah.
And I fell down it and the thing started eating me at the bottom.
Well, eating like what? Not you, but like your shoe or something?
My clothes.
Your clothes.
It was pulling my clothes.
And that is very scary. Like that happened and that was scary. So you do have a reason to be afraid.
I'm terrified of them.
I know. But I do make
I
you
get
go
on them. But I'm like hanging on
it
for
was
dear
so
life.
Funny. We'd be at camp between terms and she'd be like, I'm like, just get out.
I hate them.
It would take her a couple beats, but you know, you did it. Okay.
I did.
Well, I don't even know how we got on any of that either, but needless. Oh, ducks. And ducks. So so we'll find out what their names are. She has to kind of, first of all, they don't really know, you don't know the sex of them for a little while. So that kind of plays in a little bit. And I think she told us what kind they were, but I said, I might have to crochet them some little duck, like little outfits when they get bigger.
Oh, you should.
Like a little duck cape. And Tim just rolled his eyes so far up in his head.
You but can.
I could. And I think Avery was like, yes. And I'm like, yep. So I might have to make some little duck outfits.
Duckling clothes. How did she keep them? How did they stay?
Well, right now they're in the house, like in a box, because they're, you know, they can't just be outside So I that's about all I know. So she said they took them out on Sunday or Saturday or sometime. And I wish they had taken a video. I wish Jill, her mother-in-law, had taken a video. They to catch them, to get them back in was like a whole situation. Because they're not, you know, they don't really love people, big things like swooping down on them. And so they were trying to catch these three ducklings to put them back in. And then one got through the chain link fence and was heading to the driveway out to the street.
Oh my gosh.
It got scared and came back. And I was like, oh my gosh. So, I wish there had been a video. But she said they're going to make, obviously, a little chicken wire pin that they can't get through that. Smaller, you know, chicken wire. So they'll make a little, and they're going to make a little pond area because we're like, do they want, you know, they don't have to be in or on water, but, you know, they'd probably really like it. So they're going to make them a little water area and a little, anyway. So it's very exciting.
Keep them, you know, I mean, how did they not like fly off for the winter?
I don't know the answer to that. Do you just clip their wings? They might clip their wings. Okay. I mean, that's how you do for most birds. I will ask. I've asked what they eat. Yeah. I've asked how you feed them. And so far, she's been like,
I have to get Avery on the podcast.
Oh, we will. No, that's a good idea. Because, again, I have lots. I had lots of monkey questions, and now I have duck questions.
Yes.
We need to know. Oh, my goodness. I know something that I was going to talk about. So, the other day, we had Scott and Aaron. VB came over for a little bit with John. Anyway, some friends of ours. And we were talking about getting caught up on kids and what everyone was doing and everything. And the twins, of course, the boys are senior. You know, they're going to college next year. Which...
Nope.
I know.
Nope.
Nope. And Annie, our precious Annie, who I haven't seen in forever. But I saw her later that week. And of course, I'm her favorite person ever. I'm declaring that. is just darling and precious and grown and driving around. So anyway, all that is to say, we got on the topic, catching up on kids. What are the boys doing next year, you know, after high school and all this stuff. And they were sharing about one of their boys, which this was an option that I wanted to talk about. Because again, you know, we talk about our kids and school and options and things that you just don't know about. And we've all heard about like ROTC, you know, ROTC, where you can go in and do ROTC in college and they pay for your college. And then you have to do like 4 years. You go in as an officer, which is nice. And then you have to do 4 years after that, which is a great, you know, awesome.
Right. Yeah.
Well, one of their boys looks like going to be doing National Guard. Mm-hmm. Version of that.
Yes.
I was going to say, you probably know all about this, but you don't hear as much about it. At least I don't appear. And so he, you know, is probably going to go to a big, you know, one of the big schools and you can do National Guard service and training, but it's for 6 years, but it starts your freshman year.
Right.
So really you only have to do 2 years after college. You do it during college and you do training. And I'm sure, you know, after it's the, whatever it is, you know, two weekends a month and a week of whatever the National Guard program is, you do go to regular boot camp. I didn't know that because it's Army National Guard. But.
Is that Charlie doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You nailed it. But all of that is to say that I just thought, and I don't know, you know, whatever, I don't know all the details that they pay for all your school or most of it or a lot of it, whatever it is. But, you know, I was like, that is another really good.
Yes. Yeah, so the National Guard comes in, they recruit, of course they will come in our school and I have them come in and they bring the MREs, the meals ready to eat, to my classroom.
Right.
Matter of fact, we're doing this, is coming up in a couple of weeks. And the kids take the meals and they make it, they have to turn them into gourmet thing. We have a big contest.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, it's a good, and I've had several students go National Guard.
I just didn't realize that they could do it and be in and go to college. Yes. Like, yes. I knew you could go and do it, but I didn't really realize it was this program similar to a ROTC. And
yes,
and it's not full, you know, it's not, you know, quite the, I mean, they still can get deployed. They can still, you know, there's a serious business, but they get deployed a lot to, they can go overseas actually, but they're not the first.
They're not the first there. They're more
disasters and, yes. And a lot of disaster, but anywhere across the country, they can deploy, you know, Missouri National Guard can go wherever it's needed, wherever the governor deploys. But I just thought, you know, again, and it's less time after, you know, it's 2 years instead of the four. And I just thought it was another really cool option. You know, if you're needing some, you know, paying for school is no joke. And, you know, if you're not kind of sure what you maybe wanted to do and you don't want to, you know, incur a bunch of debt or whatever. So there's another option for you guys.
That's right.
The National Guard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good one.
Mm-hmm. What else do you have for us this week?
Well, I have my calendar because I have to remind myself.
I really don't.
So I know I cleaned. We cooked for the church Wednesday. And then Friday, I got a stomach virus.
Oh, no, Joni.
And it was bad.
Oh.
It was bad. Oh. I passed out twice.
You passed out?
I did. But it was gone as quickly as it came. I mean, I woke up Saturday and I was fine.
Oh, my word. So it was food poisoning. It wasn't a virus. You got food poisoning.
I wondered that.
Yeah, that was not a virus. Somewhere. That was food poisoning. oh, no.
It was bad. Yeah, it was bad. So, and I'm trying to backtrack, you know, where, you know, what I ate that Ron didn't eat or that somebody, you know.
Right.
And I don't know, except maybe it was one of the little factor meals that I had something different than, I don't know.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Anyway,
that's exciting.
I don't know.
Allegedly, factor. Don't come for us. We are not saying it to you.
I know. Allegedly,
you can still sponsor us.
I said unless it was. Right, I'm not sure. Right, yes. Right. I don't know.
Who knows?
I mean, you never know because sometimes they can take even up to like 4 days to kick in.
Oh, okay. And so, yeah, if it's a virus, you're right. If it's like a bacteria thing. Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
So.
Oh, well, that's very unpleasant. Did you lose like 15 pounds? One day,
five.
I was going to say it. Yeah, it'll rock you.
Yeah, it was rough. It was rough. But then I was gone, and so then Saturday night, and I was afraid I was going to miss it, but we had the St. Patrick's party.
That's right.
Paige's little party room.
Oh, I bet that was a humdinger.
And of course, Friday night we had all the storms, so all this was fun while all this is going on. But we didn't have any. We did not get it as bad as Mississippi. It's kind of south of us really got it worse. Mm. So,
yeah.
But that's it. That's really okay. My life.
Speaking of storms, they came through up here, and apparently I don't pay that much attention, but like all of internet was like, look out, Missouri, look out. You're going to die. I mean, my aunt's texting me. I'm like, what's going on? So I finally kind of paid attention to whatever they were just saying. It was really probable for tornadoes. So, which we did end up having a couple around us. And again, you know, tornadoes are so weird how they're very precise. And luckily nothing right. But I mean, literally when we turned on at one point, they were like, it was Union coming right 44, right by my dad, you know, they're like Gray Summit. And I'm just going, It's you know, very terrifying. But
did you have a lot of hail at your house?
We had hail. Yeah, okay. We had, which leads me to the humorous story of hours before Tim got home and a little bit early from work. And I had heard during the day, like I'd seen some stuff on somewhere that was talking about, hey, if you don't have a place to park your cars underneath, you know, here's some things you could maybe do because there might be like baseball size hail. And I'm sitting here going, you know, we've got three cars. I mean, like I was just like, oh man, that can really, like, I normally don't worry too much about that stuff, but I was like, that would be no fun if things are broken and dented. So I was trying to figure out, I'm like, oh my gosh, what do I do? And kind of got overwhelmed, but I was trying to think about it. Anyway, Tim came home and he said, hey, the neighbor out there has like their car covered and stuff on it. And he's like, maybe we, and I was like, oh, you're right. So we're in the basement. Here's the hilarity. Digging up old blankets and sleeping bags, outdoor pillows. And we're out there putting outdoor pillows on the windshield of the convertible and then putting a blanket just to dull any impact.
Right, the blow,
you know?
Yeah.
You just, you know, on the hoods of your car. And I'm just like, we did that and did the front of the van and got the front and the top of the truck and, you know, just ended up with enough blankets. I mean, look like some, I'm sure.
They were having a slumber party.
We were making big old blanket forts all over our cars. But I tell you what, I was glad when nothing, it wasn't any base, but we got some hail for a little bit. Not like some spots. Some spots got like 18, 15 inches of hail and piling up on their decks. It was insane. But it came down for a while. And I'll tell you what, we didn't cover up Hudson's old car, the Pathfinder, because I'm just like, I can't, you know.
Yeah.
And it has some dents on the, nothing broken, no glass, but it's got the hood is dented up. So yeah. I was like, I would have been.
Well, that was, I had talked, you know, I checked in with you and Phyllis Garrett both after I saw the storms were so bad in Missouri.
I know.
And it's like, God. Phyllis said she was in St. Louis and that she said, everything's fine. We're all fine. But my car has been pummeled.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, it really, which is such a bummer just because, I mean, it's only, you know, yeah, it's really cosmetic if the glass doesn't break, but I don't know. And then just for resale, I don't know. People are like, your car's hail damage. And they're like, well, you can get it fixed for insurance. I'm like, insurance is not going to fix all this hail damage.
Hail
on these
damage,
cars,
yeah.
I mean,
that's right.
I don't know. Maybe
that's
they right. do, but yeah, it's just a, you know, it's just a pain. It's not anything. But yeah, we were all okay. And some people had it worse. But here's another thought I had. This is very unrelated to anything, but I just wanted to get your opinion on it. I was thinking about this the other night. Okay. So do you consider Florida a southern state? Like when you think of the southern states, do you think of Florida as southern?
So I've got two definitions of southern. I do consider it a southern state. Florida is part of the South. But then you have like, it's almost like the SEC, you know, and you've got.
But that's Florida is in the SEC.
I know, Florida's in the SEC. Yeah. I'm not speaking sports terms here.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, you know, it's almost like you have you've got two definitions of Southern. And so Florida is one of our Southern states. And if you were to ask me, is Florida part of the South? I would say yes.
See, I would not.
But when I say the South, I'm talking about Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, Tennessee, South Carolina,
Louisiana,
North
Maybe
Carolina
Arkansas,
is
and
even,
Kentucky, and we can kind of get up in there. That's about because I was thinking about it, and I'm like, to me, I don't consider it. I mean, it's just ironic to me that Florida is technically our most southern state. I mean, there's a little bit of Texas that goes down, but they culturally are not the South.
Well,
to me
because
at all.
You have so much. I mean, you've got so much of a depending on different parts of the state, and you've got such a Latino influence there, especially in the southern part
Miami
of Florida.
And all that. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And then you have all your northern snowbirds who moved down.
There's a ton of.
And it's a lot.
There's
it's
a
not,
lot of former New Yorkers that live there.
Yeah.
Like to me, that's what it is. I feel like there's that Florida is a place where so many people from all over the country have moved to or retired to or whatever, that to me, culturally, it is not Southern to me at all. And also when I think about it, I'm like, when Florida kids, there's no accent. They don't have an accent.
No.
They have no Southern accent. And again, I think that's the influence
of the melting pot down there.
It's very much more of a melting pot. Now there's probably some, because, I mean, I've been there enough times in different, you know, some different parts. And you could probably say, like, the northern, like, the Florida-Georgia line, you know.
Here's the deep South is what, I mean, and that there's your terminology right there is the deep South is your, you know, what I really consider southern.
But it's just funny because it is the most southern state. And yet,
it is.
Like, I don't, it's not, I'm like, I thought that was so funny. I was like, but I don't consider it, when I think of Florida, I don't think of any kind of southern culture at all. Yeah. And it's because of that, like you said, that kind of more of a And I'm trying to think of like the older places. I'm trying to think of like Key West might have some, but even like the food and stuff. I mean, it's a lot of influences from a lot over and a lot of good seafood and a lot of good oysters and a little bit of low country influence and but not good Cuban food, good Spanish, Mexican food, great seafood, all the things, but it's just so funny. And then I got to thinking about anytime I go there, you know, the people you talk to and the kids growing up, like there's no accent. They don't have a Southern accent. So I'm like, I declare they are not Southern.
Well, I'm not going to let you remove them from the South. So there's that.
It's knocking on my door. They need to go away. Anyway, I just had that great thought. I was like, they're so Southern, but yet they like far South, but I don't ever think of it that way.
The Southeastern Conference, though, going back to sports, that's getting a little...
It's not Southeastern.
It's not Southeastern anymore.
No. We got two schools from Texas.
Yeah.
Mizzou is pushing it.
Mizzou is
pushing it, let's be honest.
Pushing it.
Yeah.
Now, I will give them, because the Boot Hill is...
True.
That dips down into Southern culture.
It does.
So... I'm more willing to give them like that than who else was, did they bring Oklahoma in?
Oklahoma and Texas are West. And when you have a Southeast conference and you are clearly Southwest.
Yeah.
But as we can see it's all neither here nor there. It's all about, and it makes for some good competition. I'm not going to, I'm not going to lie, but. Yes. Speaking of that, have you been to any ball game? I know you haven't, but
been watching some of the SEC tournaments.
I've been watching a little basketball,
Basketball. John Garrett actually went to the tournament.
Did they have fun? What game did they see?
He went to the Mississippi State games and then he left. We got out second round and then he came home. He came on home because the weather was going to get bad. So he came on home and then I got sick and I quit watching. So
you quit being conscious for a little bit.
Fenugreek is a good drug. That's what I'll say.
I don't know.
Anyway, I was knocked out. It knocks you out.
Okay.
Anyway, that's it.
All right.
So I really don't have a lot to say about that.
Yeah. Well, I don't either. I've been watching just a little bit of it, but, I haven't, I wait till it starts getting wheedled down a little bit more, but Tim keeps me up to date a little bit. So that is wonderful. Well, are you ready to give your recipe or was there anything else that you needed to enlighten us about?
I do have one thing.
Okay,
because
please.
We have a listener who has a birthday coming up on Thursday when this show will drop.
What?
Is it Janie Head?
That's right.
Happy birthday, Janie.
A big old designer cornbread. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
Happy birthday. That is wonderful.
We had to throw her in the pool.
Yep. To the pool. To the pool. That's right. Guys, back in the day.
Janie will get you the little special happy birthday plate.
She probably has that.
I know she does have it, and she must eat off of it.
And she better eat off of it on her birthday. Yeah.
That's right.
Or we'll all be very sad. I was at a thrift store the other day. I didn't see a You Are Special plate, but I saw, was it a thrift store or an antique? It might have been an antique mall. It didn't matter. But anyway, I saw a couple of sets of the plates and the coffee cups similar to what we used at camp. The coffee, that plastic restaurant ware, cafeteria ware. Mm-hmm. If it had been the same, like it was just a little different design. It was kind of green and a little different. But if it had been the same, I might have had to get a couple sets and have us.
Would have it.
Have our little.
I might have a plate, Holly.
Oh, my. I'm sure you do.
I might have a plate.
I'm sure you do. What else did you steal?
I didn't steal it. I was gifted it.
Okay. That's fair.
It was gifted to me. Can't go to jail again 3 times in 1 day. That would be too much.
Listen.
Okay. My recipe. I've already posted it.
Oh.
Are you proud of me?
I am very proud of you.
So. It is. This is called a Frankly Fancy Dessert.
Oh.
That's the name of it.
Okay.
It's not all that fancy, but the name of it is Frankly Fancy. But we're making it Wednesday night, and it just is a good go-to kind of potluck dessert, or kind of, especially in summer and spring as it starts to heat up, it's cold and it's light and it's whatever. So
that sounds amazing.
This has a... And you know, I don't have it in front of me, so I'm just going to go from memory and probably screw it up.
It's okay.
I like to play around with this one. So your crust is basically flour and butter and pecans.
Oh, yum. Like a little short.
A little shortbread kind of crust. Yeah. And you're just going to mix that up and press it in the bottom of your 9x13 and bake it, you know, for about 10, 15 minutes or so. And take it out. Let your crust cool. Mm-hmm. Because then you are going to mix, dadgummit, I got to pull it up.
Hang on. Oh my gosh, you guys.
Well, I'll just give you, you can go to our website.
Yes, and
you can
it's look up there. At it. Just it's give us the there. General.
It's posted. Yeah. So it's your middle layer is like cream cheese and whipping cream.
Okay.
And powdered sugar. Mm-hmm. It's just that light thing. Mm-hmm. And then you spread that on top of your crust, put it in the refrigerator, and let it cool. Mm-hmm. And then you come in with a 6-ounce box of instant pudding. And this is where I like to play. Mm-hmm. So whatever flavor that you want to do, you can do that. And then your top layer is more whipping cream and light pecans or whatever.
Whatever you want to sprinkle on top.
Right, right. Mm. So like for church, we're doing chocolate. But in the fall, like in my crust, I go and put in like pumpkin pie spice in my crust. I just add that to it. And then they have a pumpkin spice pudding.
What?
Yes, that they make in the fall.
Oh.
And I usually find it at Walmart. This year I had to order it off of Amazon. Mm-hmm. And then you can top it with your fall things or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You can also use coconut pudding.
Yes, and, you can.
And top
do
it
toasted.
With And do toasted coconut
butterscotch in the fall. If you don't find the pumpkin, do the butterscotch and do a little caramel something on top.
Yep. Right.
Okay. See, I love recipes like that. That's reminds me of the ice cream dessert of Susan's, you know, but that kind of recipe where you just, there's the basic components and then you can tweak it.
And then you just play
however
with
you
it.
Want.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. That sounds really good.
So, but I've already posted it. It is on, go to designercornbreadpodcast.com and click on the recipe on the tabs and it will be there.
Awesome. That does sound great. And that's such a crowd pleaser. And you just do it in like a 9x13 pan kind of thing. And then, you know, cut the pieces up. Mm-hmm. And if you're going for a group, you're going to want to pre-cut those pieces because some people, Timothy Broyles, would take a bigger piece than what they should take. Mm-hmm. So you want to pre-cut those so that people don't get greedy. I guess they could take
their
two.
Their eyes are bigger than their stomach. It's what my grandmother always told me.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Awesome. Okay, well, that sounds amazing. Are you ready for my top three?
Top three.
I'm so glad it's your top three because I got nothing.
It is. I think it is anyway. Yeah. I'm doing it.
It is. I've already checked.
Okay, I'm pretty sure it is. Okay, my top three this week. We start off with a very exciting one, which is a brand of cottage cheese, because that's just where we are. Okay. Things
like a
cottage cheese makes my top three. And actually I've been doing this for this brand for a while, but I just thought I would share it. The Daisy brand, the Daisy. Yeah,
that's what I used to.
It's the best. It is delicious.
The large curd.
Mm-hmm.
I like the large curd.
Yeah. I like a large curd too. You wouldn't think there'd be much of a difference in the Daisy, but like the other day, I'd had it because I like all their stuff. They're, you know, it's pretty good. They're cut it or what's the other thing? Sour cream and all that. Mm-hmm. And then Sweet Tim remembered that I like cottage cheese and got me some a few weeks back, just the store brand or whatever. And no, I'm not a big snob or anything, but I had it. And I mean, it was like chewing rubber. I mean, the flavor was fine, but it was like, it wasn't the same creamy, delicious, whatever. So, and it's good for you. It's high. I put that. Here's what I like to do. I mean, you can do whatever. But cottage cheese is one of those foods too that it's like you really forget about it. Like I would go years and just be like cottage cheese, and then you have it again, and you're like, this is very good. Like, you know what I mean? Some foods you just kind of forget. But you get you an avocado, and so for lunch, this is my go-to lunch if I'm. Have avocados. Avocado, whole avocado, slice it in half, take it out, just halved. You can cut it up if you want, but I just do it as the halves in the bowl. Do a little little bit of salt and pepper on it. And then I put my two blobs of cottage cheese on there. And then I do my Green Goddess seasoning from Trader Joe all over that. And if I have some cherry tomatoes or something, that's fine. But if not, I eat that and it's so good and I'm so happy. And I figure it's a decent amount of protein, good, healthy fats.
Yeah.
And it's really delicious. So there you go.
That reminds me. Do you remember back in the 60s and 70s where they would like have those canned pears?
Yeah.
And they would put mayonnaise in the middle of it and then top it with cheese.
We didn't do that. We had that some. I think that was definitely a bigger thing in the South.
In the South, yeah.
Definitely. It was called pear salad.
Yep.
It was in every church potluck.
Yep.
It was at the church potluck. Someone would bring. And you know what? Surprisingly, they're pretty good.
I just don't know that I could do it.
Susan made one similar, something very like that. Was it heated up, though? Were they hot? They might have been baked. With this kind of cream cheesy situation in there. And it was pretty good. But yeah.
That would be cream cheese, though.
It wasn't mayonnaise. The mayonnaise.
I can go with that. The mayonnaise is.
That makes me very unhappy. No, it was like a cream cheese, a slightly sweetened cream cheese. And like, anyway. But yes. Yeah. Pear salad. Like, oh my gosh. Okay. So your Daisy brand cottage cheese. The second thing on my top three this week is... the Olive & June brand nail company, they have come out with new real gel nail polishes and a set, like a light and all your stuff that they have for your gel. So look at I have green ones. Oh, I am wearing green.
You do have green. Look at you.
Good. Yeah. Oh, am I rich? Yeah, I have a beautiful dark green. You know, there's a million different brands of gel, and I've been off of gels for a while. Like I like to do all kinds of different things, but you know, I used to get gel done at the, I'm not really a salon person, but for a little while I was doing that, and then I can do it myself. And you know, gels can be really damp. You just have to be really, it's the taking off that's, it just takes time to take them off, you know, and all that.
Yeah.
But I enjoy doing my nails and I can do them pretty well. You have to be pretty, you know, kind of careful. But what was I going to say about it? They stay on. I mean, like these won't chip. Like, and I can't stand when my nails chip. I have to like take, which with regular polish, it's easy. You just go real fast. But these are very durable. You know, they don't have a ton of colors. I actually got mine at Target. They had some Targets will have them. They don't all have them, but you can go online and order it from Olive & June, which I ended up doing because I wanted some more colors. Because I liked how it turned out. They have the light, and a lot of them, when they give you the light or you buy it, it's like really tiny. So you can do your hands and then you got to do your thumbs separate and all this. This, you can get your whole hand in. It's really very easy to do. If you enjoy doing your nails and you want to try something, they have some pretty colors. So Olive & June gel manicure. Then the last thing is really, she's laughing at me.
No.
It's like my song.
Ever. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you. Then the last thing is really simple, but it's just that the birds are singing again. You guys, outside now, it's amazing how as soon as, like before it really, really turns for good warm, you know it's coming because the birds, all of a sudden in the morning, you're hearing birds. And you're like, every year I go, oh, I forgot. Like, you know, all winter long, there's none of that chirping really. And so it's very fun now to have the windows open or in the morning or whatever, and the birds are chirping, and it feels very nice. It makes you feel very good and happy and springy. So birds, what are you eating?
Welcome. I'm eating coffee beans.
Oh, she's been chawing on stuff. I thought she was doing dip.
I didn't eat lunch. No, I did not eat lunch.
I just came in.
My secret sister gave me a bag of coffee beans.
Oh, nice. That'll get you right pumped up.
And I know. I needed something. I was crashing.
There you go. Well, you look like it's perked you right up. All right.
Well, coffee beans.
That is all that we have, I think, for this week. I think that's enough. We talked about birds. We talked about Ireland and the Fighting Irish, and we covered all the things. So now she's drinking out of a cup. And she's
it's tea.
It's tea.
It's sure. Lunchtime.
Sure yeah. It is. All right, everybody. We're glad you are here, and we hope you have a great week, whatever it is you're doing. And until next time, goodbye, cornbread.
See you, corn dip. We need like some like, you know, what was the Deliverance music for our exit song? Or
no, we don't need that. Why would we do that?
I don't know.
Are we going to hide in the woods and attack people?
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
Maybe not in that way, but yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh.